The second sale shows on one hand the content of our planter, water planter, in terms of its flora, which is composed by an ensemble of water plants that derived from the first plantation of 2018. Back then, in 2018, the project was coordinated together with Warsaw Botanical Gardens, and it's important to say that most of water plants species are actually protected. When creating these small planters, we make sure that we help also a flora which is disappearing at the moment. Among the species that you could observe the planter, there is of course the European white water lily, but also we're finding some harrowheads, we're finding salvinia. Also, it's important to have not only plants which are rooted in the soil, but also plants which are actually floating, that enables them like free movement, so you'll be able to observe how the plants actually replace and displace themselves constantly, also according to winds on the surface of the water. So in this sense, we have plants such as the aloes, which is kind of has this incredible capacity of adjusting its heights to the surface of the water, sinking and rising up depending on the temperature of the water itself. But we would like to steer the attentions in this while observing the pots also on the numerous amount of species of insects or birds or like underwater small fauna which inhabits the tiny planters, making the water bioactive, making the water alive. And that ecosystem sustains the life of both plants and animals living in and around the planter. On the other side of the tale, you'll be able actually to read how you can become a water gardener. That is something that has brought to us plenty of also joy, and basically the possibilities for you to make fairly easy. You'll just need, like, let's say a bucket or like a pot that would be deep enough, and you will have just to kind of like seed like a series of layers such as gravel, sand, then soil, and then bring plants and lake water. And in the instruction, we kind of point out also a little bit on how to maintain planter through the different seasons, as the water plants also winter. In a sense, like the observing and tending the planter would help you out in also understanding like the cycles of nature, as during the wintering time, you'll have to remove the water, add fallen leaves, and let the planter basically decay during the winter season. And just afterwards, when the spring comes up again, is the moment of removing the leaves and putting water again for the plants to sprout once more from the soil where they've been hidden during the winter season. Of course, we understand that many planter makers might be afraid of mosquitoes and other insects that could be dangerous for us. In a sense, there is like plenty of nature-based solution also for preventing mosquitoes to harvest their eggs in the planter. First of all, an healthy ecosystem is surrounded by plenty of birds, so your larva of mosquito will be generally eaten by titmouse birds and any other species of bird living around the planter. But we can enhance the process of preventing mosquitoes to breed in our planter by adding, for instance, small pine cones that are coming from the Las Olshove, from the Olse, which is a local for this region. And by adding pine cones, you will change the pH of the water that would actually turn a little brownish and prevent the mosquitoes to breed in the planter.